This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I hope that you have a happy Memorial Weekend, but I also want you to consider the price paid for your freedoms, okay? And understand what it is that has been given on your behalf. Too much has been given. Much is required. If you're on social media platforms right now, you can see your day at the beach is because of their day at the beach. And every time I go there, folks, there's a reason they call them the greatest generation. Every one of them are my heroes. Every one of them. When I think about those Christian crosses over the top of their heads in France, all over the world, Arlington Cemetery, right here in Minnesota, every state, veteran memorials, just considered and considering what they were asked to do. And you know, it's interesting, and during World War II, there wasn't a household in America that didn't feel loss. It's also interesting to note that, you know, today, young people commit suicide if they have to go into the military. They would commit suicide back in the 40s if they couldn't go and serve their country. Different times. But again, I think of those guys and I think of what they've done for us. And I just want to say to all you veterans out there, and I'm talking about real, I'm talking about honorable veterans, we salute you from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We know that you've done your part, and we want you to know that we're now doing our part and living for what so many of you have sacrificed to give us. Okay? John 15:13 comes to my aid. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brothers. It has not gone unnoticed here. I just want to make clear of that. Let's get back to this. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to call in, we've had several calls come up and they're dropping. I don't know what's going on, if it's an issue of Comrex or whatever the case might be. If that may be you, go ahead, give us a call back. Weigh in 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to this because again, you heard during the break. You just heard during the break about how all these death rates are falling off because, again, the impression is there's so many people that are getting vaccinated right now. It's totally opposite. Folks, whatever they tell you, go the other direction, Isaiah 5:20, okay? But if you can see on social media platforms right now, Health Impact News, criminal CDC, Centers for Disease Control, caught once again manipulating data, okay? They're manipulating data to keep the ball rolling forward. That's what this is about. Okay? We also have brand new information on Health Impact News where the French medical doctor said COVID-19 injections are increasing deaths and new infections. The evidence is overwhelming. What are the big tech companies doing and the mainstream media doing? They're censoring that data. They're censoring that data. Do you understand? They're censoring. This is a criminal conspiracy. There is no other way to define what's going on. All of those players that have gone along with this narrative have the same information that I've been sharing with you day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. but they're withholding that information, which shows you they are pawns in the hands of their masters. And the only ones that are going to stop all of this are you Americans, lawfully. Let me say it again, lawfully. Lawfully, because what they're doing is unlawful on so many different fronts. And need I explain that to anybody here? Absolutely not. I don't. You know, it's absolutely amazing. I shared this with my listeners yesterday that Talia said, it's not a cure if people are dying. No, you're right. It's just the exact opposite, as I have continuously explained to you. It's not data if the adverse reactions and deaths are being censored, not included. Okay, does that not again prove the point that this is conspiratorial? No doubt about it. They're censoring anything in contrast to their narrative, as I shared with you concerning the Veritas Project's revelation of another insider in Facebook coming out and blowing the whistle on what's happening on the inside out. It's meant to single you out. They want you to believe that you're the only one that hasn't gotten it. Hey, folks, let me ask you something. Would they need to come up with an app, a dating app, for people that are vaccinated? Would they need to really get sleazy on you concerning having a night out at a strip club in Las Vegas where it was get your injection by that of Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines? Folks, that's who these people are. They're showing you who they are and what it is that they are. And if it was legitimate as to what they're trying to sell you, then why is it that they have to stoop to such low levels to get people to take it? Because people are not taking it. Talia goes on, it's not research if they're deleting opposing information. America, do you understand why this is the number one radio show? Because there's very far and few between that are willing to tell you what we're telling you. And we do this out of love for you and care for you. This is what real love does. Talia goes on, it's not science if you're not allowed to question it. How come you're not allowed to question the narrative? How come there's no objections to the narrative out there, friends? I want to remind you of this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side. You can join us on social media platforms or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. Click onto the social media platforms and you can watch this. For those that are listening to us in 153 cities, I will go ahead and narrate for you. As I just said to you, on May 25th, 4 days ago, I wrote, their narrative fell apart a long ago. And I've shared this over and over and over again because it shows you how desperate they're getting. Not only are the CDC, the WHO, the military, the frontline health workers refusing the jab, but so are NIH employees. They're not taking their own, what they call vaccinations. We had Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on with us last week, and she said, Bradley, don't call it a vaccination. It's not a vaccination. It's experimental. Okay? And again, what they're trying to do through the mainstream media and big tech companies is drive the narrative that everybody's getting it. No! Again, they are not getting it. They are not getting it. I want to show you this, and I want you to hear this. They have dating apps they want to put on your phones. Again, let me say it again. They have dating apps for vaccinated people. Doesn't this show you that they're really skimming the bottle of the barrel, friends, because people aren't going along with it? I'm going to play this audio video for you when we come back on the other side. This is just something else, and it gets worse. The airlines handing out free tickets to people if you get vaccinated. Children, this last week we found out that they were bribing children, friends, into taking the vaccination. And if they took it, they didn't have to take their final exams. I'm not making it up. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just going to kind of bring you through this. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to bring this to you right now concerning how desperate they have become to get people to take the vaccination. This last week, I took the time to share with you that they are trying to bribe students into getting the vaccination. Students. Bribing students into taking the vaccination, as they call them, okay? Again, remember, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said they're not vaccinations, and they're experimental, mind you. But with that said, friends, they're trying to bribe students into taking these said vaccinations, say they. And they tell them if you take them, then you don't have to take your final exam. Again, I'm not making this up. It's all factual information that I'm giving you right now. Does that sound like something that someone would need to do to tell people that are sick, unbeknownst to them, of course, right, to get healthy? No, absolutely not. Sick people don't need to be told how to get healthy. They know where to go. But they want to play big brother to you, right? They know more than you do. Absolutely not, folks. And I don't care about their accreditation. If they don't know how to tell the truth, they're worthless. And that's exactly what they are. And in this case, it's criminal. No question about it. I want you to check this out. And you're going to hear the audio. And this is a new dating app just to show you how desperate they have become. Because it's important, too. Let me stop there for a moment. I shared with you, folks, a couple weeks ago, as to how they're going to try to convince you. Remember when Joe Biden, traitor Joe Biden, treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, came out and said that he wants 70% of the people vaccinated, as he said again, by the 4th of July or else. Do you remember when he did this? And do you remember how they got all their numbers all mixed and mashed up together? Confusion by design, Daniel 9-7. And they told us that, what, 66 million people were vaccinated, and then it came out and said 100 million people were vaccinated, and then they went back to 77 million. Well, guess what, friends? As I told you and forewarned, It's exactly what they're doing now. Yesterday they said on the outlet, these propaganda outlets, that now 62% of the people have been vaccinated. They said, no. It's not true. If it was true, why do they need to do what I'm about ready to show you? Okay, and this is just one, and we're going to get... It's going to get sleazy. I don't like using that word, forgive me, but there's no other word to really put in place. And it shows you how, in fact, how desperate they are and how they have become so desperate that they have to do this now, friends. This is craziness. It really is.
You know, just as somebody who's willing
listen
to get
this.
It, you know, like,
look at this newsreel.
What does that even mean? I mean, just listen.
Popular dating apps like Tinder, Match, and Bumble are adding another...
Oh, forgive me. I don't know why it does that. It just kind of jumps in there every once in a while. But, folks, here we're going to go right back to it right now.
Your profile, and they're getting help from the White House.
CBS 2's Jessica Moore tells us how people are being encouraged to take their shot for love.
The White House wants Americans to swipe right for vaccines.
To encourage vaccinations.
Look at these cons.
Meet people who have that universally attractive quality.
Devils is what
they've
been
vaccinated against COVID-19.
And this is the first time in the history of the country that the White House has sort of promoted digital dating.
I mean, this is a moment.
In its effort to get 70% of the country vaccinated by July 4th, the Biden administration is partnering with popular dating apps like OkCupid, Tinder, and Hinge to incentivize users to get a shot.
As New York opens back up, people want to know that they are only going on dates with other people that have taken the right steps and that are vaccinated.
Speaking for others.
And this is a way to signal that by getting that vaccine badge.
Vaccinated users will also gain access to premium benefits like boosts, super likes,
wow,
and super
look points. At all the incentives.
And be able to filter potential
to
matches.
Put the poison in your blood.
The goal is to encourage more users to get the shot with the implied promise of more matches and more dates.
So it's kind of like showing up at a party and you want to find the other people that are vaccinated. We're going to show you exactly where they are.
On the flip side,
this is craziness, friends. I mean, it's absolutely insanity. Since when did this become government's purpose?
Vaccinated might say, oh, maybe
in function.
I'm on the same page as.
This is crazy.
For many young singles, there's nothing more attractive than protection against COVID-19.
Listen to this.
We spoke with a dozen people in Central Park, all of whom said they prefer dating vaccinated candidates.
Vaccinated people are sexy.
I would be more likely to pursue something with someone, even if that's just grabbing dinner with them, if they've been vaccinated.
It's not having just a vaccine. It's the fact that you're willing to get the vaccine.
The message?
Right.
Get vaccinated against COVID-19.
Yeah.
You'll boost your health and your love life at the same time.
Yeah.
Jessica Moore, CBS 2 News.
Thanks, guys.
Right now, most of the apps are relying on an honor system to confirm users' vaccination status.
There's that.
An honor system. What are they doing? Everything about what they're doing is dishonorable, friends. I mean, oh, my goodness. They have no shame, do they? No, they really don't have any shame. That's what's sick about all of this. Let me take it over to this. Again, this is just craziness because what I'm about ready to share with you right now, you're not going to be able to understand this guy, but I do want to show you this. How is it that prominent doctors, globally recognized, are stating, listen to this, this is on Bridgenet.com. COVID vaccinated people within 2 years. This is coming from a renowned doctor on a global basis. All vaccinated people, he said, this is what he said. All vaccinated people will die within 2 years. Some doctors, by the way, are saying from anywhere from 3 months to a year, they're going to start falling over. We've even had doctors on, friends, that said, if you've taken it, you know what? You've had the same information that we've had. But I don't mean to be cruel about that, but I'm just reiterating the points that have been made by doctors on the show. In the shocking interview, the world's leading virologist stated bluntly, there is no hope and no possible treatment for those that have already been vaccinated. How come we're not hearing about this, right? We must be prepared to cremate the bodies. This is pretty extreme, right? The scientific genius backed up the claims of other eminent virologists after studying the ingredients of this said vaccine. They will all die from antibody-dependent enhancement. That is all that can be said. Now, again, I want you to listen to this because you're going to understand why I had to read it.
Quand on regarde les courbes de l'OMS depuis qu'on a vacciné en janvier,
a renowned
les courbes de contamination explosent.
Doctor, globally, stating what I just read to you.
Okay,
and of course he can't understand it because he's a foreigner. But again, how come we're not hearing any of that information? How come we're not hearing from these prominent doctors? How come their voices are being silenced, friends? Again, going back to the very beginning of the show, is this not criminal? This is a global criminal conspiracy. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And every single one of them must be held accountable for their crimes against the people on a global basis. And for those that haven't maybe been staying in tune with the Sons of Liberty Media.com, I believe Tim Brown had also shared this information from the morning show that there's over 1,000 attorneys. Which is a drop in the bucket, but it's still the point. It speaks loud and clear to me. 1,000 attorneys, along with over 10,000 doctors globally, are going after these players concerning this pandemic for their crimes against humanity. Just in case you didn't know, have you heard a peep about that from the mainstream media? Absolutely not. Why not? Hey, folks, this should put a shiver up and down your spine, no doubt. It should put a shiver up and down your spine as to how dangerous things have become. I want to show you another one here, and I want you to listen to this narrative as well. If it pulls up, no, it's going over to a Marine. It's updated itself. But it was the United Airlines that is in fact. As a matter of fact, if you just give me a moment, we're doing live radio. It's just coming to my aid right now. Vaccinated people, as they call it. So it shows you who's a part of this global alliance. Airline giving vaccinated free tickets. And I played this yesterday, but I want to go ahead and share it with you today. How to get a free United flight if you're vaccinated. Is this not singling people out, friends? Is this not criminal? Oh, my goodness. Here's another one. Here, I'll show this to the people on social media platforms. Your shot to fly sweepstakes. Oh my goodness. United Airlines, free tickets. Oh, it doesn't stop there. Hang on. I want to go over and show you this because I did this at the beginning of the week. And I'm talking about the vaccination lottery, as they call it. And I'm talking about Ohio and, Mr. DeWine out there. That guy's just a straight up loon is what he is. But I guess we've got a couple winners out there. And in Ohio now that have actually played the lottery, they went and got their vaccination and their name was thrown in. And guess what? They won. But again, what are the doctors telling us? It doesn't matter if they won. They just sold their soul. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Because I think that's what we're going to begin to see, friends. I hate to say it, but I think that's where we're at. I want to show this to you really quick. Ohio's Vax-a-Million lottery boosts COVID-19 vaccination rate, he said, by 45%. Baloney. Oh, folks, I'm going to give you some more information. I'm going to give you some audio and some video right after this break that will prove otherwise. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden was out on the road again on Friday. He was talking up his economic plans. While in Virginia, he also spoke about the progress with the pandemic.
Deaths have dropped by over 85%. Tens of thousands of moms and dads, grandpops and grandmas, brothers, sisters, neighbors, friends, are still with us today who would otherwise have been lost.
He was also in Virginia speaking to members of the military at Joint Base Langley Eustis. He called them the 1% defending 99% of everyone else. Senate Democrats are also criticizing Republicans who used the filibuster on Friday to block the establishment of a commission to investigate the riot at the Capitol. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Shame on the Republican Party for trying to sweep the horrors of that day under the rug because they're afraid of Donald Trump.
This is USA Radio News. The White House announced sanctions on Belarus and a warning not to travel to the country over a diverted civilian Ryanair flight. The Lukashenko regime in Belarus forced the commercial jet headed from Greece to Lithuania to land in Minsk on Sunday and arrested Belarusian journalist Roman Protasevich upon landing. Aviation authorities in Belarus said the flight was diverted to Minsk due to a bomb threat, but the White House said the plane was diverted over false pretenses. The U.S. State Department also issued a Level 4 Do Not Travel warning, urging U.S. citizens to not go to Belarus. The FAA has also warned passenger carriers to exercise extreme caution when flying in Belarusian airspace. The U.S. is also reimposing sanctions against 9 Belarusian state-owned enterprises, which will block U.S. citizens from engaging in transactions with these entities. The Department of Justice and the FBI have been working with European counterparts to investigate the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Incredible. Incredible. I mean, you want to talk about sleazy, folks? It gets really sleazy here. I'm just going to bring you over to it. You can go ahead and hear it. Showing you how desperate these people, these devils, these criminals have become. And to be quite honest with you, Americans, you should know a lot better than this, especially you younger people, because you've seen this corruption go on far too long. You've seen the people's tolerance level and apathy when it comes to corruption in their governments. But this is just insane. I was just sharing with people as to how in Ohio. Okay, so this is what I did. Just give me a quick recap. They're bribing children in public schools to take these, as they say, vaccinations, right? And if they take these vaccinations, this is your government. This is your bureaucrats. This is what you're allowing them to do with your kids, okay? And look at the message that you're sending to your kids by tolerating these criminals and making a prey of them. If they take these vaccinations, they don't have to take their exam. What kind of a message is that? The message is, hey, listen, we're bribing you because we've been bribed. If you're listening to what's going on here, you can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, friends, and that's exactly what this is. Okay? And so with that said, I was just highlighting that. And then I highlighted the fact that over United Airlines, what are they doing? United Airlines is actually handing out free tickets to people that will take the vaccination. This is how you get people healthy in America? No, this is judgment. To people that have ears but hear not, this is a judgment to people that have eyes but see not. This is perfect judgment upon a people where the Lord says, no longer will I pass by this plumb line in the book of Amos. Prepare to meet your God. And it's exactly where we're at today. I want you to look at this guy just for one moment. Going to the next point. Ohio's Vax-a-Million lottery boosts COVID-19 vaccination rate. Governor says, look at this guy. Look, does he look like a healthy individual? Absolutely not. They want you to believe CNN does, who's been busted over and over and over again, giving you misinformation, straight up blatant lies in propaganda. They've been caught 1,000 times, and they're going to do it 1,000 times more because the people tolerate their crimes as their constitutional republic is being stripped away from them day by day for every day that they tolerate these people, these criminals. But I want you to see this. A chance to win $1 million prize has helped boost Ohio's COVID-19 vaccination rate by 45%. Really? Really? 45%? Huh. That's interesting. That's why they have to come up with these phone apps for dating. That's why they have to bribe children to take the vaccinations, as they call them. That's crazy. And then they don't have to take their final exams. I mean, come on, folks. Are we really that naive? Have we really become that ignorant? By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let me show you the sleaze here. A Las Vegas strip club hosting COVID-19 vaccine event on Friday night. This is the mainstream media giving attention to this, which only shows you again that they are a part of this alliance. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Okay? Check it out when you get a moment. Here we go. And right now, I have no idea what that's all about. So again, do forgive me, friends. I'm telling you what, I've got so many tabs pulled up, and I'm not making excuses for this, but I am saying, friends, that I've got a lot of information that I need to share with you, and I'm trying to figure out where that other noise may be coming from. Do forgive me, but I'm going to get this going here soon enough for you to show you again what it is that many mean to withhold concerning the information that we're now sharing with you, even as we speak. But let me go ahead and give that another shot. Oh, there it is. There it is. Gotcha. My bad, folks. Let's get back over to this piece in Las Vegas. And again, I want you to check this out as to what's happening and to show you how low they're going to try to get people vaccinated. This is incredible.
Incentive to get your vaccine. Get your shot today and you can get free dances from a local strip club.
Larry Flint's Hustler Club is among the sites offering COVID-19 vaccinations this weekend. And this morning we have Fox 5's Dave Hall to tell us all about the perks. And kudos to Kaja, our producer, for putting this story so high up in the newscast.
Oh my gosh.
Is this insane, friends?
Surprised it wasn't the lead story, but we'll forgive Kaja. You know, you guys, after 7 years of college and 25 years in the broadcast industry, I finally landed on the story I was born to tell. This is the most Las Vegas of Las Vegas stories. Today, you can tell your loved one, hey, honey, I'm going to the strip club, and she might not divorce you. And here's why. From 4 to 7, you can come here and get your COVID shot and then all kinds of other perks. So here I am. I'm right outside Larry Flint's Hustler Club. Yes, the boss has told me to stay 500 feet away from the doors, which is just fine. My wife would like to keep it that way anyway. So again, from 4 to 7, you can come out here and either get the Pfizer shot or the Johnson & Johnson shot. You must be 21 or older, and you must not have received any other vaccine at this point. So again, it's either the Pfizer or the Johnson & Johnson shot from 4 to 7 today. And then at 7:30, I'm told the entertainment begins. I'm not entirely sure what that means. I've never ventured inside these kinds of places before, but I think I can figure out what it means. But once you come here and get your shot, man, listen to this perk package. You get a Platinum Club membership, free bottle, limo rides, tickets to another sexy show that they're touting. It's like a package worth $5,000. And again, the main reason is they're trying to encourage people to get their vaccine shot, you guys. So again, if you don't know where we are, we're right outside the Larry Flint Hustler Club. This is right off of Dean Martin Drive, for those of you who have never been here.
Dave,
you know what's funny, you guys, is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned that the entertainment begins at 7:30. The vaccines start at 4. I would just, you're still on camera, by the way. Oh, you have a dollar bill there.
Isn't that cute, friends?
I just want to...
I don't know how that... I don't know. I don't know how that got there.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the adults.
I would like everyone to know the observation period is only 15 minutes. So, you know, when you tell the wife, I'm going to get my vaccine, it's not going to take from 4 to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Isn't this cute?
I mean, yeah. Some people have harsher reactions than others.
This is the mainstream media, friends.
So, you guys, you know, I'm big on, like, funny sayings and stuff. I need you guys to judge these for me. I was on the Google machine this morning. Like, if I was the marketing director for this event, this is what I would have come up with. Jab for a jiggle.
Okay, isn't this cute, yeah. Friends? Isn't this cute? Look what kind of people they're working with. He just said a jab for a jiggle. Isn't that cute? You know, it reminds me of Scripture. You know, the Bible says in 2 Peter 2:14, clearly, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls. And this is, of course, we're talking and exposing those that are called to be spiritual leaders, right? But this is the carnal world, which the Lord said that he will judge. But he also told the church to judge themselves that they're not judged with the world. But I want you to hear this. Having eyes full of adultery, okay, and unceasing from sin, enticing unstable souls, a heart that they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Cursed children. And look what they're selling people. And you have three adults that still haven't grown up in their heads yet. They're reprobates, and they're showing you that they're reprobates. The show host here, friends, right here, if you can see it on social media platforms, he's sitting there talking about how he has to stay 500 feet away from the door, and his wife wouldn't like it if he went in that direction anyways. And then the camera goes up on him, and he's got a dollar bill in his shirt. Isn't this cute? And then he goes on, this married man goes on and says, if I was the one that was marketing this evening's events, this is what I would do. And I can only stomach so much of it, friends. A jab for a jiggle. Where is the credibility in any of this? I'm just curious. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, do you think for one moment that if any of this was legitimate, and if they've gotten 62% of the people in this country vaccinated as they want you to believe, which is the furthest thing from the truth, do you think that they would have to resort to such means? Bribing children to take what they call a vaccine so they don't have to take their exam. Do you not see the manipulative mindset behind all of this? How dangerous this is? How far they're willing to go at any cost to get people vaccinated, as they call it? And yet we're hearing from legitimate doctors how many people are dying. Hey, folks, last week on Saturday, had my friend Greg out in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. He called in. And when he called in, he told us that he knows of 17 people that have taken what they call the vaccinations that have died from those vaccinations. 17 people. What are these? Just to prove the point as to what is up and coming, what's going to happen when it's 17 people per person that we know of? As a matter of fact, as I said yesterday, I want to reiterate the point. I don't know of anybody that's taken the shot. I just spoke to a whole bunch of people in Rochester, Minnesota yesterday. I brought up just parts and bits and pieces of what I'm talking about with you right now, and it was very short. But those people were angry, they were disgusted, and they were opposed as to any of this vaccine talk. I never met them a day in my life. But they want to convince you that everybody's doing it. No, they're not. And I'm here to remind you that they're not. We're going to come right back. We got some more phone calls. 1-866-582-9933. Final segment. So, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's News is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's interesting, folks. I was just looking up information. I wrote the article, and I have the links to it and such, concerning the manipulation of young people to take their vaccines. Again, they call them that. And what's interesting to note that if they take it, they don't have to take their exams. So I'm over on, just to show you how the news, the information that you get is completely manipulated every step of the way, and it's oh my goodness, I mean, whoa, friends, if this isn't a violation of law, I don't know what is. But when you look at what I just punched in is no exam, take the vaccine, right? Well, misinformation kills. This is the AP, this is the AD. These are mainstream media outlets, okay? Vaccine hesitancy. Folks, they've been exposed. You've got all the information that you need. Getting your COVID-19, all CDC, all up on the top. How come it's all going one direction? Myths and facts. Okay, this is coming from the CDC, right? They're blocking all of the information which holds the facts. And it should bother everybody that's listening to me right now. We got Ashley calling in from New Mexico. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi. I was listening to you talking about the strip club in Las Vegas, and I just think that it's so evil and demonic what they're doing, pushing this vaccine. Even the government and all the commercials where they're pushing the vaccine. it's really scary. It just seems like they're really getting a lot of people to take it. And I mean, I just,
Ashley, they're not getting a lot of people to take it. That's why they're resorting to these methods. If they were getting take the vaccinations the way that they want them to, they wouldn't have to manipulate kids. They wouldn't have to come up with these lotteries. They wouldn't have to go to Larry Flint's and offer free dances.
Very true, huh?
Yeah, amen.
It's very scary that they're doing this. It's so evil and demonic and wicked, and I can't even wrap my mind around how this is even happening.
Oh, neither can I. Where's all of our representatives to stand against this? They're selling it to us. They're the ones that are selling it to us. They're the ones that are shielding the people that they work for. They're working for special interest groups because they're surely not standing up against them right now. And I think the American people need to take heed as to what's going on. Matter of fact, our said representatives are giving way to these people rather than standing against them and incriminating them and prosecuting them for their crimes against we the people. Nope, they're just standing back and saying a whole lot of nothing. That's right.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. I never thought I would experience and witness something like this.
Neither did I.
I just wanted to let you know about how it's just blowing my mind. I can't even fathom that we would even be experiencing this.
Amen. I appreciate you. I got a question for you. What radio station are you listening to us out of New Mexico?
This is Rock of Talk with Eddie Aragon.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, say hey, Eddie. I appreciate you guys out there, and I'm trying to actually set something up right now and doing something in unison with Eddie, so we'll see what happens. But you're a new affiliate, and we totally appreciate you guys, and thank you for your input. As a matter of fact, we've gotten a couple calls out of New Mexico right now from Eddie Aragon's outlet. So we appreciate you guys, and again, just thank you for your trust in so many different ways. I want to cover a couple more things, and I don't know that I'm going to be able to do that today. But again, I just want you to see how sleazy these people are, how criminal their conduct is towards we the people. And I also want you to see what it is that they don't want you to hear. Prominent doctors on global basis, friends, renowned doctors on a global basis, they're telling you the exact opposite. You have thousands, tens of thousands of doctors all over the world that are trying to get the information out that we're sharing with you right now. And they are doing everything in their power to make sure that you do not get that information. Okay? Let's not play the fools. Let's not play the fools. That would be you.
Oh, well, while we're listening and we're seeing everything that's going on in our country today, it is shameful. And when you're talking about how sleazy and debased people have become and the mainstream media to even cover a story like this and there not be an outrage and an outcry from people who watch the radio station. I think it was like a local radio station, probably off some mainstream trunk. You know, they're a branch off the tree. But we have a job to do. And as Bradley mentioned, wherever we go and whatever we do, we just got done with our event last night. It's so interesting to meet people who are of like mind. You know, a lot of times if you're stuck on the mainstream media or on keeping your eyes fixed on the world rather than the Word of God, you're going to have a sense of hopelessness and say, what is even the point? But you know what? When you go out there in real day, everyday life, and you talk with people who are just at the gas station, grocery store, your neighbors, you're going to find that most people are like-minded with you. But the problem is we need like-minded people to band together to fight the evils that we are seeing in our nation today. And I know as we are celebrating...
Just like she said from New Mexico, I can't believe I'm seeing this happening.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's nothing... What's stopping the flow? What's stopping the tsunami? Only you Americans, because if you don't do it, don't sit back and expect your said representatives to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourselves. True.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a job to do. And you know what? We cannot stop. You know, if there's ever a time, the right time to do the right thing is right now is basically a quote that Martin Luther King Jr. said. And if there was ever a time to do the right thing, it's always every time, every day. But right now, especially as we're seeing the things going on and taking place in our nation today, if we don't stand up against them, as Bradley was even preaching last night, what chance do your grandkids have? Look at our posterity. You know, I look at John Adams, that faithful man of God who said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. He said, I hope you will make a good use
use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. And so as even this weekend, we're reflecting
upon... Who knew
upon,
better than them?
Who knew, how many years their family was apart,
yep.
You know,
yep.
This just the sacrifice made. And as we're reflecting upon Memorial Weekend, the sacrifice, the ultimate price paid for our freedom, first and foremost by Jesus Christ, who sacrificed and conquered sin, death, hell, and the grave for us by his blood, the ultimate
Amen.
Veteran of veterans, as you always like to say. And then those veterans in the natural who fought blood and died as we're honoring for our freedom.
But he is alive forevermore. That's
Amen.
The difference.
That's the difference. But we need to honor the sacrifice. You know, if you look at Arlington Cemetery, I know Bradley talks about this quite a bit, you look at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and those that guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, such perfection they have to have in their uniforms and the way they walk and the way they talk and everything that they do to honor a man who sacrificed for us, and praise God for it. How much more should we honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who fought, bled, sacrificed, and died on Calvary for our eternal salvation? You know, Bradley's got pulled up on the screen right now for those of you who are watching social media. What is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran. You turn that T-shirt around. What is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God. And what better way to repay them out of love and gratitude than to stand and fight for what they fought, bled, and
Amen.
Died for? And that's what we're doing every day of the week here at the Sons of Liberty in a nutshell. So please do support our work.
How was the responses from yesterday? We have not had this conversation because we got home so late.
We got home so late. I think I went to bed. I looked at my clock. It's 2:23 in the morning, and that's just what we do. But, you know, we had a lady who was talking to you and said, she goes, I listen to you every day. Day.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's nice. It's nice to hear. And you know, it's interesting because
several of them.
The presentation is a longer presentation, but for those that stayed to the end, which is most everybody, but they stay and they listen. It's almost like you can just hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
At the end, they were on their feet, and there was the anointing
you
that breaks
can
through
I,
the
can
bondage.
I share that? Because I'm a spectator of all that, too. But I can't remember when we've done an event where I ended it the way I ended it last night, where there's not a standing ovation.
Yeah.
That's there's a difference between a radio feed and actually being there in person, and people will tell you that, and that's the response of the people. I had one lady come up to me right after we were done, and she was just, and I hope I'm okay in saying this, but she was broken in 15 different places,
mm-hmm.
and she just started bawling, and I said, this is important stuff, let's have a conversation, and it comes back to the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise, Psalm 51, verse 17, I think of Isaiah 66, verse 2. I also think of that of 34:18 in the book of Psalms as well. It's really true. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And when I see people break down like that, I know I just need to stand back and let the Holy Ghost
exactly.
do what he's doing right there.
Yep, because they're being changed by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the anointing that breaks
Titus
the yoke of bondage. And that's what we're seeing everywhere. And it's just refreshing to do the events, like you said, in person. It's one thing. So, by the way, if you're listening and you'd like us to do an event in your area, don't hesitate to give us a call 1-866-233-0747. Sincerely, because we're going to be in California, Colorado, Wisconsin, Minnesota. And some people say, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. What can I do in my community?
Keep us out there.
So much stuff that you can do, and you can help keep us out there by supporting what we do, too, as well. So please, if you're a first-time listener, I know we get new radio affiliates and stations and things all the time. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the Spread the Word button on the landing page. For those of you who are watching social media, Bradley will probably pull that up again, where it shows you the different levels of membership. You know, there's one, it's simply $1 a day. And if you think about $1 a day that you can do, most people spend $7-$8 on their coffee every morning. They're going to their favorite coffee.
That's
coffee
expensive
to,
coffee.
It is expensive coffee. I know.
$7 or $8.
Well, I know two coffees, $7 or $8. But the point is, we can all do something. So please do support our work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the Spread the Word button. Become a son or daughter of liberty where you can give on a monthly basis or make a one-time donation. Every bit helps.
And consider what Memorial Day is all about, and consider, friends, as to living for what they fought, bled, and died and given us. Love you by what we do. First Sound 318. Talk to you soon. See ya.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.